cliffcentral.com. On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindeke, the good things guy. I'm just sorting out mics here, so if it takes a little while to get into this, the producer's running in. She's coming to make sure that my mic volumes are right. At the beginning of every show, I bring you all the relevant news that mainstream media are sharing. It usually consists of corruption, crime, bad news, more corruption, more crime. Sometimes our president, a little bit of more corruption, a little bit of more crime. But that's not all the cuck that we talk about. That's what mainstream media bring you. The good stuff is all about good news and inspirational stories. And our main aim is to give you something a little bit better to speak about when you're at the dinner table or around your water cooler at work. And I think now more than ever, we're heading towards the end of the year. We need to feel inspired. It's tough, man. It's 12 months of graft that you in and you're working, and it's this constant barrage of, you know, relevant stuff and real stuff and that life stuff. So our show is here to bring you just a little bit of maybe a breath of fresh air, if I can call it that. This week we got some really cool stories. There are taxi drivers that have done amazing stuff that have been trending on social media. We're going to bring you a bit about that. Rack 16, I don't know if you guys remember, but 3 years ago, I did something very crazy, and it went viral, and I was on CNN and BBC and all of these great things, and it's put me in a position where, like, today, I can sit in front of the radio and bring you really good stories, but that whole thing that happened, I say this when I'm doing my talks, which I'm also proud enough to be able to do now because of that, and one of the things that I always say is it's not about me. So yes, stuff happened. And yes, I was put out there. It's not about me. And I woke up on Monday morning. Someone had sent me a message and tagged me in this post thing, whatever. And I was just overrun with emotion because it reminded me that that simple act of being kind that I hadn't even planned or thought about really did create a massive change. And the update is about a woman down in Cape Town who lost, a 70-year-old woman who lost her complete house in a fire. And because of the NEC nominations, RAC nominations ordeal, they managed to rebuild. She didn't have any insurance. They managed to rebuild her entire house, and people just jumped on board, and they were so giving that they restocked her whole house. She's not just a 70-year-old granny. She looks after 14 underprivileged orphan kids that lived in that house with her. And during the time that they didn't have they didn't have a roof because it's like a Cape Town two-story sort of small little slim building. In that time, there were 12 of the kids sleeping in one sort of lounge area, and then her and another person sleeping in the other area. And they lived like that for a good year until they could sort of fix everything. And I got this message that in the 3 years since then, it's a complete turnaround, and she's opened up the orphanage to even more kids, and it's just this generous South African feel-good Christmas story, I think. And it's a reminder that we can all be a little bit kinder to each other. I'm going to shut up now because I'm carrying on about this story a little bit too much. We're also going to bring you your top five good news stories of the week. Which is something that I love doing. I report on a whole bunch of good news all week, and I get to decide which are the top five that I want to bring you that might inspire you as well. I'm so inspired myself. I'm so flippin' proudly South African, and I'm so excited to have the girls in studio. Kerry's not here today. She's busy doing charity work because this is what we do. We all try to put our hands in where we can. So instead, I've roped in good old Kirsten Page from Huddle Up. Usually they come in at the end of the show, and today they're here at the beginning and for the whole show.
Yes, thank
hello.
You.
What's happening, ladies?
We're good, thank you. Thank
How's
you
everything going?
Sure, another day.
Yeah. Another day. I'm glad I could catch you because, yeah, I mean, this is literally your busiest time of the year when you're doing all your Christmas stuff and really getting out there and doing good. Mm. And I'm just glad that I could have caught you this morning and been like, do you want to come to the show? Do you want to spend some time with me? Come into studio. It'll be rad.
Of course. It's always such a pleasure to be here.
So man, oh you. Man. So it's really cool to have you here. All right. So a couple of things. If you want to get involved with the conversation, if this is your first time listening and perhaps you don't know, you can tweet us at Cliff Central.com. I was going to say cliffcentral.com. There's no dot in it. tweet. CliffCentral.com or myself, Brent Lindekew. You can also send us a message via our official WeChat account or give us a call on 0861-555-189. We want to get involved. We want you to be involved in the conversation. Every week, we start off the show. We just kick it off with a couple of things to catch up on. And the first being Cliff Central carols.
I saw Gareth singing them. Yeah.
Did you guys see all of those videos and the photos?
Amazing.
And man, oh man, the entire thing is going to be put up in a podcast. So if you visit cliffcentral.com, you'll be able to download it. We had Proverb. We had the winner of Idols. She sang a duet with Gareth Cliff, which was unbelievable.
It was, like, amazing voice.
My boss can sing. What? Are you joking? We had the Soweto Gospel Choir. We had a couple of the shows here at Cliff Central that did their own sort of singing and rapping. And Tamisha Masha and Candace Mama. And there were all these great people. I got asked to host this year's event, which was flippin' rad, to sort of be on stage and just having fun with the crowd. And it was an amazing kickoff to Christmas. If you guys, I mean, carols is about that, right?
Yeah.
That's the time of year that really just brings it all together. And now I can't wait till next year.
You want to do it all over again?
I want to do it all over again.
Another 12 months.
I actually said, not only did it make me feel like totally like I was in the Christmas spirit, but it also inspired me for my first New Year's resolution, which is going to singing lessons.
Really? Oh. Okay.
I didn't want to, but the talent on that stage, man.
It's incredible. Inspires you.
It was just incredible.
As long as you're not tone deaf. Then they say everyone can sing, as long as you're not tone deaf.
Kirst, I might be tone deaf. You see that?
Kirst watch a lot of X Factor. She knows what she's looking for.
The voice. The voice. Last year, when I was when I did Cliff Central Carols, I was in the choir. And then this year, when we were busy like practicing and rehearsing and starting for the pre-production, I got told that I kind of couldn't be on the choir.
Oh,
so
no.
I think I'm tone deaf, and that's why I'm gonna go. That's why I'm gonna go to
just listen to the podcast and kind of like this December holidays, jam around and sing and test those tunes.
What is it called? The Pentatonics. Those guys have released like the a cappella version of all the Christmas carols.
Oh my goodness, those guys are so talented.
Well, I'm gonna try and sort of copy them. That's my aim. That's my main aim. All right. So other things that are happening that's relevant right now that we can catch up on. I don't know if you girls have seen those memes that are running around all over social media at the moment.
The mean memes.
The mean
the horrible
memes.
Ones.
We can call them the mean memes.
Social media is a scary place.
Yeah. Social media is a scary place. And it you know, you can get sucked in so quickly to something so silly. But there's a good news story out of this. And it's actually flippin' cool. To see the other side of it, right? It's perspective. Hashtag reality check. So there's this meme going around where they take what a society would maybe perhaps stick into a box where they would go, that's not pretty. A girl or a guy that looks a little bit different, that is overweight, that's perhaps wearing something that's unconventional. And in it, I don't know who started it. I actually wish I knew. Because they must feel like downright prats right now.
Yeah.
So in this specific one,
the internet trolls.
Well, that's what they are, right? Mm. Trolls are real. When we were hearing fairy tales when we were younger, and people were speaking about trolls that live under bridges, they don't live under bridges. No. They live behind screens.
Yeah.
Is where they actually live. So this specific meme, it tagged a motivational speaker. Her name is, and I'm gonna butcher her surname. So I'm really sorry. She's Lizzie, which is easy enough. Velasquez, maybe. Lizzie Velasquez.
That sounds
maybe.
Right.
So she's from America, and she's got this disease that she was born with. Doctors have no idea what it is. They have no idea what's caused it. There's only two people in the world that suffer from it.
Shame.
And she's one of them.
They don't even have a name for it, they say.
They don't.
Rare.
They don't. It's rare. She cannot put on weight. So her metabolism is so fast that she can eat whatever she possibly wants and she cannot put on weight. But because of that, she's never weighed more than 30 kilograms her whole life. Imagine being an adult and weighing 30 kilograms, right? You're going to look, your face is going to look like skin and bone. And she's quite famous. If you see a pic of her, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. So in 2000, she's lived with us all her life. I mean, she did a motivational talk in I'm going to lie to you with the date. In 2014, she did a motivational talk for TEDx. And she stood up and she said, I've dealt with bullies my whole life. My first day of school, of nursery school, my parents had brought me up normal. So they had never treated me any differently. I'm blind in one eye. I'm really skinny. Like, she's got all these things that come with it. But she thought she was stock standard because she is normal. My normal is different to your normal. And she walked into nursery school. She walked up to a girl who she thought, man, this girl looks cool at 4 years old. This girl looks cool. I'm going to be friends with her. She walked up to her and she explains it like the other girl looked at her like a monster.
Oh, shame, man.
And Lizzie didn't feel sorry for herself. Yeah. She looked at this other little girl and she went, you're mean. Yeah. I'm going to go find someone else to play with.
Good for her.
And she did. She found someone else. So she dealt with bullying her whole life. It's been her, I'm not going to say her story because it's not her story, but it's something that she's had to deal with her whole life. And in 2004, while she was in university, someone made a YouTube video that's had over 1 billion views now. It was 8 seconds long. It had no sound to it. It was her picture and it said, this is the ugliest woman in the world.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Just
imagine that was you, right? Imagine that was you. So these memes, and I'm setting it up so you understand. So these memes are going around and the one that she saw at 3 o'clock in the morning while she was laying in her bed on Facebook was a picture of her, just her. And it said, Michael said he would meet me behind the tree for a bit of fun. He's running late. Would someone please tag him and tell him I'm still waiting? And the whole idea is you're supposed to be like, oh, well, I'm friends with a Michael and he has this ugly chick. Let's tag Michael and laugh.
That's horrible.
But Lizzie was laying in bed and she saw a picture of herself in this position.
I can imagine how your world just stops, absolutely stops when you see that.
Well, it didn't for her because I think she was brought into this world to make us think differently. And she posted at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is what she posted. I've seen a ton of memes like this all over Facebook recently. I'm writing this post not as someone who is a victim, but as someone who is using their voice. Yes, it's very late at night and as I type this, but I do so as a reminder that the innocent people that are being put in these memes are probably up just as late scrolling through Facebook and feeling something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. No matter what we look like or what size we are, at the end of the day, we are all human. I ask that you keep that in mind the next time you see a viral meme of a random stranger. At the time, you might find it hilarious, but the human in the photo is probably feeling the exact opposite. Spread love, not hurtful words via your screen. XOXO, Lizzie.
That's so special.
Very powerful message. Yeah.
Very
well.
Powerful message. Mad crazy. It's a different perspective, right? And then when she posted that, I mean, that's been shared hundreds of thousands of times. And people have now removed themselves from those tags. They're like, I don't want to be associated with that. That's kind of cuck, actually. And then she like posted another video later on, which has had over 1 million views in 24 hours. Thanking everybody for being so positive. The one thing, and it's the top comment under her post, is the most heartbreaking. It's her mom.
Oh, man.
And she says, her mom says, as Lizzie's mom, this hurts beyond words.
Shame.
But I stand with you, my girl, to say spread love, please.
Oh, so special.
Hey.
Yeah.
I've got Paige crying in studio. I think it's powerful. And I think if we can change our perspective as human beings. In the article I wrote, it's 2016, people. Do we really need to be telling each other to be nice humans?
Yeah.
Thank you. Why is it that it seems just archaic that everyone's, you know... Why? I don't understand it. Sorry, I've just got quite emotional here.
Sorry,
it
doesn't make sense. And social media is a funny place because for some reason, and whatever the reason is, I can't begin to tell you. But for some reason, we take everything we see either as fact or as it's anonymous. We like it's not can't be real. It's anonymous, man. That stuff is, you know.
Well, I think good for Lizzie. And there needs to be more people that use their voice and stand up for themselves.
We love Lizzie.
Yeah,
we love her.
Incredible.
And I just love how everybody else has turned around now and gone. Like, actually, what were we doing, guys? Why are we being so silly?
Think about a million views in 24 hours, the type of support that people can, just gives you a bit of hope in society, being able to see that they're, you know, you've got the one side of social media that can be very harming, but the other side of this collective energy together, and everyone's saying we want to, you know,
Come together.
Well, that's the thing with social media. And the other thing that was trending last week was that poor little alien animal everybody was sharing the video.
I didn't even look. I saw it and I couldn't even look at it. I couldn't even click on the article or open it.
So there was the video and the picture that was going around of this really weird looking animal in a cage. And the thing that came with it is people were saying, not people, it was one person. So, like, we know where this comes from. One oak put this up, and his message accompanying the video said, a very unseen strange animal has been caught in Kerala, which is India. It's apparently eating all animals, including humans. There's four of them on the loose. We've only caught one. Like, really making people... It's fear-mongering.
Yeah.
It's fear-mongering.
So ridiculous.
And everybody was sharing this video. Even South Africans were like, what is it? This thing's crazy. What is it?
Looks so scared.
So this is what I did. And as a writer or blogger or whatever you want to call me, I looked at that. And the first thing I thought is, that's not real, first of all. Mm-hmm. There's a story behind it.
Yeah.
I screen grabbed the picture of the alien animal in the cage, and I posted it into YouTube, into Google, because you know you can search images.
Yes.
So everybody listening, you can actually physically search images. You go to Google Images, you click upload, you upload the image, and it links you to where that image belongs. And thousands of articles came up about the fact that this was fake news. The other side is, it's not a fake animal. So it's fake news because it's not in India. It's not this alien. It's actually from Borneo, and it's a sun bear that was diseased. She'd lost all her hair. And like a week before they'd caught her, they'd seen her in the fields. They thought she, oh my God, it's an alien. It's sort of crazy. And the rumors had spread. And then someone went, no, it's a sun bear. And she's sick. And they're endangered species. Like, we need to be looking after them. So they caught her to help her. She there was no pain or suffering. Yeah. They caught her to help her. They took her to a research facility. She lived there for about 6 months, where they lived a great life. They really looked after her. She passed away from cancer, but also from old age. Yeah. She wasn't a baby bear. She was an old, old, old granny bear. And that's the story behind this alien animal that everybody's sharing on, like, for real, guys.
Oh, no,
shouldn't understand. I mean, what did they say? That only 10% of the world wants to further educate themselves or read or go above their...
Is that the stat?
Something like that. And all of this sharing of fake news and stuff. It's just like, why don't people just post it, do 5 extra minutes and see what you are actually sharing?
What do you get out of it by creating a fake story and telling people incorrect news? I mean...
There's companies now going around and sifting through the internet saying this is fake, this is real.
You know what it is? So, and I'll tell you what it is. As human beings, we want to be first in the know. So if you see something that someone else hasn't, like the time that fake news was going around, that the minister says we can only bath once a week or whatever it was, something really stupid. So you haven't seen it before on your feed, maybe, and you want to be like, oh, I'm in the know, like I'm
number one,
I'm carte blanche, I'm gonna share this, and then you share it without thinking, and the reason you share it is because we've become addicted to likes.
And reactions.
We've become addicted to it. We want it. We want people to like our post and share it and put it around and all of those things. So that, I mean, that's social media, and it's not the only thing that we're about. Here on The Good Stuff, we're also about something called The Good News. And every week we bring you top 5 good news stories that we can just chat about and really hit home. It's background music. The girls are dancing.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit of background music for the top 5. And usually Kerry's here, so I always go, Kerry, what do we have at 5. Number 5? And then I usually get a reaction like, meh. No, I'm joking. Kerry's good. I miss her, man. So at number 5, you know, this is a sad story, but it's got a sort of alternate side. South African YouTuber who passed away was honored in the most hectic way. Is this day? Am I not doing it for you? Like,
no, you are. It's like shame. No, this that was a special honoring.
Yeah. So I didn't know him. But apparently a lot of people did. Andy Carey was an incredible South African, a content creator, a digital YouTube, Instagram, and a photographer. He traveled around the world. People followed him. Beautiful. He had crazy socks, apparently, that he used to take his photos in. He was an adventurist, and he absolutely loved life. Like every epic single moment of life, he lapped it up. And his life was tragically cut short at 28 years old on Saturday, the 3rd of December. He was allegedly hit by a drunk driver in Durban, and he died sort of 2 or 3 days later. And my social media feeds were filled
with Andy.
With Andy, and people were going like hashtag live like Andy. They were all like, enjoy life, get in there, do it. And I'd seen it on social media, but I didn't know if there was a story there. I didn't know. It's sad. This is not good news. What I did see, his parents put out a call on sort of their social media platforms, and they just said, join us in memory of him. We're going to go down to Durban Beach by Oshaka, and he loved paddle boarding, so it was hundreds of people rocked up on the beach, and they all put flowers onto their paddle boards, and they boarded out as far as they could. And they did speeches in the middle of the ocean.
Beautiful.
And everybody cried and everybody laughed, and they all left a bit of themselves there for Andy. And what I've taken from it is that each and every person that either knew him, was there, or has seen this post since has been inspired by him.
100%.
Right?
Yeah. The impact that he's had on people is incredible.
Everybody wants to live like Andy now.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Beautiful.
It's amazing. I'm gonna put that story up online. I do every week so that you guys can see. The reason I want you to actually go and see this is because there's a video of it all happening.
Yeah.
There's footage.
It's
And a couple of photos, and it is moving. It's incredibly moving to see people come together. Imagine how proud his parents must feel.
Yeah. And then quite a few of my friends knew him as well, and they've just been posting pictures and videos of like the fun stuff that they did together. And he just looked like he always had so much fun dancing around to music and jamming. And so yeah, I think he really made a big impact. Yeah. On
big impact. Hashtag live like Andy. I'm sure we certainly will. The next story we have at number four is man, it's inspiring. We've had a tough 2 years with education.
Yes.
In South Africa. A tough 2 years. It's been fees must fall left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's aggressive and it's angry, and there's conversations that have started, and there's people that are not getting help from the system, and there's people that deserve it and are not getting the help. And this Yvonne Diam, she's a daughter of a Stellenbosch farm workers. She's beat all the odds to become a doctor.
Yeah.
A doctor.
I love this.
A doctor.
Yeah.
So she grew up with nothing. Her parents were farm workers, both on the same wine farm. And because of this is one of the big discussions when it comes to Fees Must Fall, is that she went to a basic school. So her schooling wasn't as good as maybe someone who went to a private school or whatever. And she didn't get the right grades to get into university, but she did not let it stop her. So even though
incredible.
She'd been through that experience, she knew she wanted to be a doctor from the age of like five. So she went for it. She got a bridging course that they helped her with, student loans, the whole toot. And she's just become a flippin' doctor.
I think it's an amazing story and pure determination and dedication. She didn't get the matric results like you said she wanted, so she did the bridging course. And I just think it's so fantastic when you have people with a goal and how much they push to achieve that. Well done to her.
You know, Ross, I shared your friend's post this
David
morning.
Shields.
David Shields.
Incredible story.
Same thing. This guy, all he wanted to do was study.
Yeah.
And he applied for the NSFAS. And the way he explained it is you apply, and then you either get an SMS or you don't. And if you get the SMS, then you have money for half a year, a semester, or whatever. And if you don't get an SMS, you don't have it.
Mm.
So it took him 6 years to get a degree, which should have taken him 3.
Yeah.
Because he would get a loan and then not, and then get a loan and then not, and then get it was like this back and forth. But in his spare time to make money, to make ends meet, he painted. He was a gardener.
Yeah.
He built stuff
Botard.
He became a security guard.
Yeah.
And he's got a degree in communications now. That's advertising, man.
Yeah.
Hey?
And I love his quotes,
a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
You know, going through all of that, still just so, like, happy and proud.
Man, oh, man. We're going to put both those stories up online. That's a number four, double whammy. And number three, we've got a 9-year-old South African who has raised thousands of over 70,000 rand to save an orphaned baby rhino. You know what irritates me about this? And I'll tell you now, because I need to find the story. What irritates me is that this was sent to me. And it was sent to me from ABC. So the person who sent it tagged in ABC News Australia and BBC News.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on our mainstream media.
How has South Africa not picked up on one like of our most endorsed endangered animals and no one knows?
How's that not possible? So he was spoken about in our South African news the beginning of the year when he started the project and the baby rhino was orphaned and all of those things. And they sort of let it go to the wayside. He's just got two awards in Australia.
Oh my goodness.
The Steve Irwin Award and another award that they've honored him. The government in Australia honored him. Where is this? I don't see it on the front page and nothing, man.
No.
And he's a 9-year-old kid that's literally just raised thousands and thousands.
What a cool kid. The amount,
I'm going to get it wrong because I need to read this. Over 75,000 rand he raised.
And he's nine.
Imagine everyone with a little bit of
how amazing.
Kick
yeah.
Like that.
Jeez. More kids need to be like him.
Imagine every school was able to coordinate such a thing where kids all came together and they could all, you know, say that they could raise something up to 50,000 rand each. You know,
yeah,
it's important. It's important. That's our story at number three. I'm going to put that up online so you can read all about it. At number two, a homeless man's lonely story is a reminder that we need to acknowledge each other. Did you girls see this?
Yes, I read this now. Yeah.
So this lady was on her way to a meeting in Pretoria, and a homeless man caught her eye. It just caught her eye. He was there in the corner. And she thought, shame, man, this oak's sitting there reading a Bible. I'm not sure. Something's pulling me towards him, whatever that universe is. So she stopped to speak to him. He was shocked. And she still said, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. And he said, you didn't scare me.
Yeah.
No one has spoken to me in years.
No one had acknowledged him.
What?
No one has spoken to me in years. This is so surreal. No one has spoken to me in years. And they spoke for a bit. And then she was like, oh, I really have to go. Like, I'm late for my meeting. I'm so sorry. Like, here's 20 bucks that I have on me. Please take it. And he didn't want it. And she said, please take it. Like, take it, buy something. And then as she was walking away, he said, will you come back one day?
Oh, man.
And she was like, of course. She went to a meeting. And when she came back from a meeting, she was like, I need to spend time with this guy. I need to just sit with him. Yeah. So she went and she sat with him, and he like made a space on his little cardboard thing for her, and they sat and they just saw each other's humanness.
Oh, that's so special.
Have you ever?
Oh, yeah. It's the simple things.
Hey?
It's the smallest simple things that can really make such a difference in someone's life.
Just by being acknowledged.
Just by being acknowledged. I think it's important when you're sitting in traffic and you see someone or whatever. Yeah. Acknowledge.
Smile, wave.
Correct. Let's all be human to each other. We're going to put that story up online as well. At number one, the taxi drivers who stopped traffic to help students involved in a hit and run. Also in Pretoria.
It's definitely a good
Humans are amazing when they do stuff together like that.
Just cool.
Yeah.
So this kid's mom, Bronwyn Engelbracht, put a post on Facebook. Her son had been in a hit and run. He was on a motorbike and a car had hit him. And the one taxi driver had seen it, tried to stop that car, but the car got away. And then a couple of taxis made a barricade around him to keep him safe from the other cars, because he's now lying in the middle of the road and you can't move him because it's just been an accident and all of those things. And the taxi drivers all stopped, and then a paramedic was busy driving to work and he saw it and he hopped out and he got involved. And it was all these humans being human.
Yeah.
All jumping out, helping each other. Black, white, Puerto Rican, gay, it didn't matter. Everybody was there. They were doing what they were doing. They got him off to hospital safely. He had to get an operation to fix his femur. He had a fracture and some steel pins.
Shame.
But he had these angels around him.
Yeah.
And they were just humans. They were just all just people who were there.
Did they catch the guy?
They didn't.
Didn't.
They didn't. But it doesn't actually matter. The real story
karma is
how. Well, karma's real, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
the real story is,
karma's a reality.
So special that, you know, I mean, and I think with most taxi drivers, a lot of people kind of say, you know, oh, they're all so bad. But quite nice to hear a story of how, you know, they came together and helped this guy when he really needed them to.
I think it's super important to be speaking about stories like this, because a lot of the time we get lost in everything else.
The bad news. Yeah.
It happens so quickly. Yeah. It really does happen quickly. If you're not aware of what you're reading and what you're feeding your mind, you get kind of caught up in everything else. I actually had a conversation yesterday. Someone asked me, why are you always so happy? Like, what the hell are you on? Please tell me, what are you, do you take vitamins in the morning? What's going on? And I said, no, I spend most of my day searching for good news.
Good news, yeah.
That's what I spend most of my day doing. Yeah. And that really does fulfill my mind, and it puts me in a different headspace. Yeah. And I promise you, you can do the same. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. Cheapest. I just love The Good Stuff. Cursed?
Yes, of course.
It's just good stuff all around, right?
Only the good stuff.
Only the good stuff. That's what we say here.
It's the best day, Tuesdays.
That's what we say, man. Man, oh man. Other good stuff that's happening this weekend, and I'm quite excited. I've got a colleague who is our show biz guru here at Cliff Central, who's going to be telling us a little bit about a massive party happening in Cape Town this weekend. I'm excited. I'm flying down just for it. Alan, how's it going?
How you been, too? You well?
I'm always well. I'm always well. I'm recovering from our Cliff Central carols. It was such a great Sunday.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day. I found out for the first time in my life that you could sing, which is quite exciting as well.
Everyone can sing. It just depends how you do it. Maybe you're not meant to. But Brent, let me tell you two interesting things about good things. Everyone can sing. It might be in the shower, but it's a nice way to sing. Everyone does it. It's an easy thing to do. Even if you can't do it, you can sing. I mean, that's a lovely.
Well, I did say that my New Year's resolution is to go for singing lessons. So hopefully I can come and join you. But that's not why we're here today. Alan, we're here to speak about MCQP happening this weekend down in Cape Town. What is it all about?
You know, this is one of the most interesting concepts. And about 11 or 12 years ago, I did a thing on then Tree Talk with Nolene with a chap called... at that time, a guy called Ian. And let me tell you what happened. Brent, people, about 3 or 4,000 people attended that,
oh, wow,
in that space. It's now 14 or 15,000 people.
Jeepers!
Wow. It's not... So it's called the Mother City Queer Project. But really, being queer has nothing to do with it.
No, it's about having fun. From what I understand, it's one big celebration.
Yep.
It's a celebration of just doing something original or being original, dressing up. And the whole thing is that people come together and they celebrate the fact that they find a theme and they do something that is queer-orientated. It's a weird word, queer. But I mean, just life orientation in terms of getting dressed up and doing something fun. So this year, the theme is the musicals.
Oh, again. Wow.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
The nice thing about it is that, and last year it was, I mean, I must tell you that a few years ago, I went to, it's called Made in China.
Now, oh, I saw the photos from that. That was epic.
Yeah. And what ended up happening is that people dressed up like sushi boxes. And, okay. And I must tell you that I wore a kimono. a huge fan. And I kept blowing the fan saying, would you like a blow job? But the idea is to use the theme as something original, different, clever. It's more about how do you think about being different.
I mean, I'm going now 100%. I'm flying down. I'm going to be there for the event. I have no idea what I'm going to dress like. It's got the musicals theme. I mean, it's endless, the amount of things that I could get dressed up as.
You know, the sad thing is that the theme originally was Bollywood.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people got upset that, well, no complaints about why would you use an Indian theme for the concept? The idea was that it could have been made in India. It could be whatever you want. It wasn't the point.
Yeah.
But people got offended, so they changed it to the musicals. Now, first and foremost, I love the way you say the musicals. So, she brilliant. I can see you dressing up as Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow. Yeah, bet your bottom dollar. Bottom on to dollar. Okay. But I just thought I'd go as a... I'd love to go as a fiddle. It's a musical. I mean,
that works. It's like the orchestra in a musical.
Of course. And someone should go as a trombone and go, oh, and a bum drum or and a flute. So don't blow the flute, you know. The whole thing is to be clever and be original to the concept of what you can do.
Man, I'm excited. When is it happening? It's on Saturday, right?
Well, it's happening on Saturday, the 17th, and it's going to be something quite clever. It always is. And you get now 15,000 people, and they come in, and they pull off stuff. I cannot believe people have the time to do this.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow.
Brent, it's original stuff, and it's good stuff.
I'm excited.
And people make such an effort.
Alan, is it in Cape Town? Whereabouts is it in Cape Town?
Well, it is in Cape Town. It's happening at the Zip Zap Circus, which is in the center of town. And it's going to be a fun thing. And most importantly, and Brendan, must be said, that you've got straight people, gay people, colored people, black people, white people, women, men, and all of the people coming together and doing something fun and original. And that's what's great. And I must tell you something. That is quite incredible. That it is. It's really not a difficult process. That it just dress up and come into it, and be there. And no one cares what you look like. But please, I give you one favor in life. Make sure you look different and original.
Well,
it's a dress up. It's a dress up. It's not. And you see people that paint themselves in gold and the best makeup artists coming there, and it's the MCQP. It's been going on for years. It's a wonderful event. It starts at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Are there still tickets available? Should people want to sort of get tickets still now?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I would imagine it's on like some. It must be Compute Ticket or something like that, or Quick Tick.
So, all right. Yeah. I'm going to put the links up online so that people can follow it from my social media feeds.
It's a fun thing to do. And I'll tell you something. It's a nice way that people come together, because it's fun to dress up and be indifferent always.
I am excited. I'm going to be Facebook Living from there on Saturday. I'm going to have my Facebook Live on.
You're going to love it.
So that people can get involved. And I'm excited to see you down in the Mother City.
And I am here, and I must tell you that the weather is beautiful, the sun is shining, and the sun will come out tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
I would recommend certain musicals everyone, I would imagine people will all arrive as Phantom of the Opera. You can see it happening. But I think if you're clever, dress up like an instrument.
Well, that's the advice from Alan Ford. Dress up like an instrument for the MCQP this week, Saturday. I'm going to be there. Alan's going to be there. A whole bunch of Cape Townians, South Africans. I've heard international people are coming too. Over 15,000 people.
Many. They come up. You know, people go off to Berlin for that type of party.
Yeah.
And they go to Sydney, or they go to Rio, or they go to New York. And this is Africa's biggest type of just bringing people together. And it is called the Mother City Queer Project. But the queer thing is just being.
It comes from history. It's for everybody.
No, but being gay is a thing. That means that you are that brave to do. And that's why the dress up is important. Just do something original. And that's what it's about.
I'm excited. Alan, I'll see you on Saturday. Have a great time in Cape Town this week. Lots of wine, lots of parties.
Before you leave me, okay, I want to say one thing. You were chatting about the doctor.
Yes.
In one of your stories. And you said something that I knew how to change my disposition about something.
Yes.
That you made a statement that she or he came from nothing. Let me tell you something, Brent. Nobody comes from nothing. The fact is that money or having money means that you come from something. Now, money is just a substance, an energy.
It's material. It's not everything.
Yeah. The thing is that they came from something. To do something, you must be something. And so now we start to think of a different word. They came from everything, but it wasn't financial.
I love that.
So keep that in mind in terms of we didn't, or some people didn't come from nothing. They just didn't have the resources or the money.
And you know what? Hopefully together, Alan, all of us that just want to do good and make things happen, hopefully together we can all give it. You come from everything, but hopefully as South Africans, we can give each other the resources to just empower each other and to really become the great nation that we're supposed to be.
Sitting in every place on the earth are people that are not resourced, but they have everything. Because they have it. They were given it. And they just don't know how to direct it.
You're 100% right.
So that's what education does, and that's what money does.
We love you, Alan Ford. You're incredible. We're going to chat to you later. I'll see you on Saturday.
Lots of love. And by the way, oh, happy day.
Cheers, Alan. Take care.
Lord have mercy. I became black and white and I seriously thought that I was Aretha Franklin.
Well, you are. I'm gonna send everybody that podcast as well. Take care. We got to go. We're running out of time. Have a great week. Cheers. Bye. That's Alan Ford. He's one of the, he's our showbiz guru here on Cliff Central. He just does amazing work and he's passionate about South Africa and he's always doing really good things. I surround myself with good people, inspirational South Africans. And it's no different. Every week we get to meet fabulous, amazing, phenomenal South Africans. And the Huddle Up girls have grabbed somebody and brought them into studio. She's our special guest. You're moving stuff. It's crazy. It's all the microphones on.
Yeah.
So they've brought, who have you got here today? Let's go through this.
Well, we actually got an email a couple of weeks ago explaining Chaya's story and it was very moving and we've been in contact via email, but we actually haven't met formally until today. But you've got a magnificent story and we're really hoping to help and we'd like the both of you to explain a little bit more about Hughes Haven and what you have been doing this past year. And I know that there are a lot of changes happening soon in terms of moving property and getting other people on board. So
I'm gonna ask you to get closer to the mic. Whoever's talking, whoever's here to say their beautiful words. You both look like you could speak a lifetime, but come closer to the mic. Get close there. The story that I got is that you run an orphanage, but it's all been very unexpected. It was unplanned. You had these kids. None of the mothers came back for them. And suddenly you were faced with the fact that you had an orphanage.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so have you got the mic there?
You got to get up close and personal.
Okay.
Well, Chaya, welcome to the good stuff. It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit more about this initiative.
I'm working there in that orphanage. That's true. She has got a lot of kids. Those kids being abandoned with her. At firstly, she was running as a daycare.
So she was a daycare, and that's why the kids were there in the first place.
Yes.
Okay.
So and then she ended up. She started that. In Yeovil.
In Yeovil.
Yeah, that was her daycare, and then she started on 2014. Started to be a home.
So they had all these kids and the mothers didn't come back and she had to turn it into an orphanage.
Yes.
How many kids do you currently have there?
12.
12 kids that you're looking after. And what sort of ages do they range in? Are they little? Are they sort of toddlers? Are they primary school?
They're still little.
Still little kids?
Yeah.
And do you have any idea where their parents are?
No.
No idea.
There's no trace for them.
No idea. Paigey, do you know, are they registered as a non-profit now? Is that sort of where they are and what they're doing?
Yes, you do have all your registered certifications for your non-profit organization, and that's how we're hoping to help. And I know that a company, Straight, have come through and they did a Christmas party for the kids, and they've actually said that they wanted to put two of the ladies there on a first aid course, as well as doing the vegetable garden, to at least help alleviate any food security issues that, you know, Chai might be facing.
Well, I mean, this is what you do. This is your forte, and yeah. This is where you get involved. It's incredibly tragic at this time of year to have 12 little kids, little babies, that don't have their moms, but they have Chaya, who doesn't want to talk. She's not comfortable on radio. She's sitting here, so we're going to post photos of her. But they're lucky. They are lucky that they have you, and that is, you need to know that you're very modest. You have these little kids. They are incredibly lucky to have you, and we want to get whatever help we can to help you and these kids in Yeovil. Mm. Is the home? I mean, what do you guys need? What do you guys really need?
Fundings. Yeah.
Fundings is big because it costs money to look after these kids.
Yeah, it does.
You need baby food, you need baby goods, you need all of these things to look after the kids. Paige, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to help you?
So we're going to go and evaluate the whole area. I know you haven't moved yet to the new property, so we're going to be seeing what the new property looks like and how we can help in any way. I know that we need to find funding for rent, water, electricity, salaries for the caregivers that are looking after all 12 of these
children. You would need caregivers helping.
And that is one of the main things. I know it's Christmas here as well, but it is a Christmas time. The caregivers have given all their time for next to nothing, for free, because of the love for the children. And I think it's a big thing that we really need to get the full story of what people are actually doing for these children beyond themselves. It's very humbling, actually.
It's Christmas time, and if you're listening right now, and you have something that you can give, Gillian Benson, I know you listen to the show.
Hello, Gillian.
I know that you are passionate about little babies and looking after little ones. As soon as the show is done, I'm going to do a little bit of a drive on my social media to try and just gather support and find goods and baby things that we can help with. No one deserves to be wanting or needing or anything any time of the year, but over Christmas it's highly important.
Yeah. And I mean, just another, there's a whole list of needs that do need to be addressed, but I know that there is the salaries for the caregivers, and I know that if you need to go home in order for family personal issues, so we're hoping that by Thursday we will be able to have collected some sort of funding that can go through salaries for the caregivers.
Well, Paige and Kirst, what you girls do as well is just absolutely phenomenal. You're constantly helping those that are in need. I call what you do a dating site for charities, because you find the right people to help the charities in need. And what you ladies are doing is just phenomenal. So thank you for all your work. What is the name of the orphanage?
It's called Hugheshaven,
yes. And it's in Yeovil.
No,
it's in Limbo Park.
It started in Yeovil. You moved to Limbo Park. Yes. Okay, so I missed that step there. what I'm going to do is also directly after the show, I'm going to get all of your details, the online stuff. If you have anywhere where people can get involved and that they can donate and that they can give back, and we're going to get you support for these 12 little kids and all your caregivers. Thank you for all you do. It's overwhelming and humbling to meet someone who is so giving. And I promise you, she doesn't want to go on air. I'm almost in tears. This is a little bit crazy. Girls, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us all the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to have you in studio with us, and just always hear Paige and Kirsty doing the good work that you do. And for you guys to come and spend a full hour with me this has been like a Christmas present.
Yes, thank you for that.
It's been a little bit of a Christmas present. We've spent a whole hour chatting about good news, inspirational stories, meeting inspirational human beings. We got Alan Ford, who's an inspirational guy, telling us about MCQP, which I'm going to be at on Saturday. I'm excited for that. And all of the good news stories that we've spoken about. And as Alan said, everybody is born with everything. Unfortunately, some just don't have the resources, and it's our job to hand those over to help and to give them back. The top five good news stories that we chatted about, we're going to be putting online as well, so that you can get hold of that. And Kirst has got a little shout out that she wants to do. Are you going to say hi to your mom?
Yes. Hi, Mom. No, I just wanted to ask to the listeners out there, if you do have any donations, to please contact myself, Kirst, at huddleup.co.za or Paige at huddleup.co.za. We're more than happy to come through and collect them from you, or if you could meet us somewhere, please, any donations.
We've got about 100 boxes that we still need to get through and deliver, so the more the merrier for everyone.
No, for reals, man. I have a space in my office that, Paige, I'm not chasing you out. I have a space in my office, my actual office. We have a full space where we stock up all of our donations. That's for Paige and Kirst. And then when it's ready to be collected, we phone them and they somehow come to us and they stock up things.
Bring a bucky.
They bring a bucky and they fill it up and then they go and do good things with all the stuff they have. I do this every week, and I believe it more now than ever, is that we're in this together, and the only way we'll get through whatever this is together. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. It's so important. I'm going to leave you with this for this week. Let all those you encounter leave happier and better than they were before. Have gentleness in your eyes and kindness in your smile. Love intentionally, extravagantly, and unconditionally. For the broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you. That is the good stuff for this week. Carry that with you all week long. If you want to catch up with any other shows, just visit cliffcentral.com. They all live there. We've got so much of good stuff. And like I always say as well, sometimes I see stuff on Facebook that's trending right now that we spoke about a year ago. So our shows are always relevant. They're always new. You can always tap into them to get some of that good stuff. Thank you. I hope you all have an incredibly terrific Tuesday. CliffCentral.com.